Oh.
Hi, is this Caleb from Customer Service? How may I help you today?
I'm sorry?
This is Caleb from Customer Service. How may I help you today?
Oh, hi. I thought you said something about a husband. I'm like, what? Hi, I'm calling to see about the charge on my account because I called before, it was pending. Everybody said they didn't have it. I had to wait. And now it's gone through, so I want it removed and I want to find out. Yeah, I wanted to talk to somebody about it. So,
Can I get your zip code, please?
13760.
Your first and last name?
Cherry Williams, and it's Shari.
Can you give me the first six and last four of the card that was charged, ma'am?
Well, do you find an account? Because I shouldn't have to give you all that. Usually they say at least just the last four when you call anywhere. So, like
Yes,
that's.
ma'am, I do understand that, but I did go ahead and put your zip code in and your first and last name, and your account did not pop up with us. But I can do the first six and last four to narrow down the search to see if you have an account with us, ma'am.
I'll give you the first. I'll give you the last. That you can. Anything could give it to you guys. This is my problem. I will give you. I gotta think because I worked for this. This come up on my account. On my thing, and you guys said that as soon as it did, you would have an account there, so you would be able to find it. So.
Yes, ma'am. If it's with us, we'll be able to find it.
It
But
says the leading GA, the leading GA, and it has your phone number right on my bank record.
yes, ma'am, I do understand it, but can I get the first six, the last four to verify your account?
I'll give you the first six. I'm not giving you like that's all but four of my credit card. That's insane. I worked for attorneys in the district attorney's office. They tell you, so I'll give you the first six.
That's fine, ma'am.
The first six. Okay, wait, I gotta count this. Okay, so it is 4347. Oh gosh, now I've forgotten it. I know it every other day by heart. Wait, let me write it down. Oh, 6-9.
It's 434-769.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Oh, yeah. And then, okay, I see. Because you're not getting 1, 3, 4, 5, six numbers out of it. Okay, then I'll give you the last four. I thought you'd only not be getting four of them, but you're only not getting six of them, right? So I can give you that.
I'm ready when you are, ma'am.
5006.
And your name is
I told you.
Sherry Williams? Yes, ma'am. You're not in our system. You probably have the wrong number.
I don't have the wrong number. It's on my credit card.
I'll probably say call your bank to see, because you're not in our system and it's not showing up as you have an account with us.
How can I have your phone number? Yeah, okay, you don't know what the leading GA is?
I'm a third-party company, ma'am. I serve different products.
I know, but you've never heard of that company.
No, ma'am, I have not.
Okay, well, they're putting your phone number out there, and now I'm going to go to the Better Business Bureau, and I'm going to go to the account. Who he is, the big guy, not the district attorney, but the better, So I have to do what I have to do because this is not right that you guys are numbers here and you're telling me you don't have an account, so there's no way to charge it. Now I gotta spend money because to cancel this. This is not okay. It was a fake survey with Walmart's logo on it. So I don't know how you guys can have it charged to my account. and if it's going to come up again, because it's a monthly thing. So I don't know. But it's got your number, so I'm going to go ahead and go to the, Okay.
Yes, right. Ma'am. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Well, I don't understand how. Well, you can tell me that you searched my zip code, my name with the spelling, and then you said you got the first six and the last four. And you still ask for my name, so there's somebody else with the first six and the last four?
Ma'am, my protocol is to do zip code, your first and last name, and if you don't pop up in our system like that, we go to your card number to see what card has been charged. Because sometimes the system doesn't really narrow it down with the zip code and first and last name. And when I did your card numbers, ma'am, it did not pop up.
So that's when I'm at that. So what I'm saying to you is that your phone number here, the 866-203-6087, and I get you guys. So. And it has the number right there that you can call. You press that button, and it calls you guys. So you're connected to this.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but I cannot further assist you. I do not have an account put up in your name. I would say call your bank to see what they say. Call your credit card company because you're not popping up in our system, ma'am.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, it's going to, I'll have to go.
Thank you for calling Customer Service. You have a great day.